Wherefore, lift up your heads this morning, O ye gates. Be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Amen. Amen. Who is this King of glory? If you know his name, you can say it.
Jesus.
Come on, say it again with me.
Jesus.
Say it again.
Jesus.
Lord, we invite you to come on in this morning and glorify yourself in the word of the Lord. And let our hearts be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
And you can put your hands together for the Lord Jesus this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. So we've been in the book of Hebrews and so forth. And, we made it through to chapter 4. And I believe, people are doing a good review of what we're doing and so on. And I can't wait to get into, these next chapters. But I got to do the rest of chapter 4 this morning. But I just can't wait to get into the priesthood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I can't wait to get into that. But this morning, we will finish the rest of chapter 4. And we will be talking about the Word is alive.
Amen,
amen, folks.
Amen.
The Word of God is alive. And that's what we will do this morning. And last time we went through chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. And I will pick it up. We've already done a review of that every week since then. So, if you want some more information on that, you have to listen to the sermon on the teaching on the website. But today we are moving on. And I will pick this up at verse 12 of chapter 4 of Hebrews. For the word of God is quick. That means it is alive. And it is powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Hallelujah. Now those are the only two verses that we are dealing with today, because the rest of it I'm going to lump it into chapter 5 when we get there. So this is all we are doing. The rest of it has to do with the priesthood of Christ, and we're going to get into that later on. So today is just the word. The word is alive, and the word is powerful, and the word, he says, is sharper than any two-edged sword. Well, so let's take it from the top and let's see if we can understand that. First of all, the word of God is alive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God is very God himself. So that settles it right there. The word of God is alive. But the scripture admonishes us, and I'm going to give some scriptures. Now, you take notes now, because next week you're going to have to do a review. So let's see what the Bible says, how we should handle the word of God, and what place we should let the word of God, take in our lives. And then we're going to come back and see how this word works and so forth like that. Now, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. Now, this scripture will tell us how we ought to handle the word of God. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Amen. Come on, folks. Talk to me. Amen.
Amen.
And teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns. That means actually psalms and hymns. You can use those things to even admonish one another and so on. And spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. But I want to focus on the first part of it. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Amen. And God, we're focusing by the grace of God through these teachings and admonitions and so forth to get, God is looking for the word bride. Amen.
Amen,
amen, folks.
Amen.
The word bride. So we want to make sure that, the people of God are razor sharp in the word of God. The Bible says the word of God is quick. It is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. You know, so you got to know the word of God so the devil can't pull one over your eyes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if you don't know the word of God, or if you trifle with the word of God, you may find that you lose out on a lot of things. And the devil might play ping pong with your life. Now, let's see what the Bible says, because the scripture interprets itself. So let's see what the Bible has to say about the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. What does the Bible have to say about the word of God? Now, of course, if you don't believe the word of God, well, you know, this message won't benefit you at all. But if you believe the word of God, this message will challenge you to do more things with the word of God. So let's find out. You know, this is 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. It's going to tell you that all scripture, praise the Lord, is given by inspiration of God. Now, notice that he says all scripture, not all scriptures. Didn't say all scriptures, plural. Put it together in one singular group. All scripture taken together is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, one, for doctrine. Hallelujah. For reproof. Now, that means, you know, if you're not walking according to the word of the Lord is there to rebuke you for correction and for instruction in righteousness. So we see that that's what the scripture is for. It's doctrine, you know, it's for reproof, it's for correction, and it's for instruction in righteousness. Now, for somebody who doesn't take the word of God very seriously, you know, they may not be in good standing with the Lord at all. You say, does the scripture say that? Well, in a way, in a roundabout way. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 66. Isaiah chapter 66. And let's see how the Lord thinks about what you think, you know, about the word of the Lord. I am going to read from verse 1 to verse 2, but I'm really going to concentrate on the second verse. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? You know, what are you going to do? You know, God owns everything. For all those things have my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord, but this is the man to whom I will look. Even to him that is born of a contrite spirit, humbles himself before the Lord, and trembles at my word. Amen. The man that trembles at the word of God. And I don't have time to go into examples, because I want to keep this brief, because we have something else that we're still going to do. You know, so I don't have time to go into all the examples, but even wicked kings, like King Ahab and so forth, you know, was wicked in the Bible. But when he trembled, when the Lord spake something and he trembled, and the Bible said, the Lord said, see how this wicked king trembled at my word. And God had mercy upon him for a season, you know, and so on like that. You know, but the Lord says, you know, a man that trembles at my word, that's the one that will command my respect, if you want to put it that way, you know. So, look, the word of God is so important and so vital. And that's what we're going to be talking about here this morning. Well, let me go to the beginning and see how God began to command the people of Israel what they should do with the word of God. Now, God laid many statutes and, you know, different things and so forth before them. But, you know, sometimes, most of the time, actually, they did not follow the word of God. Occasionally, they would, you know, but most times they didn't. You know, but let's see what the Lord commanded them in Deuteronomy chapter 11. And I'll take it from verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 11. And verse 18. Now, this is your duty concerning the word of the Lord. So let's see what he says. Therefore, ye shall lay up these words in your heart and in your soul, and you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. I mean, it's like, you know, these glasses that I'm wearing and so forth like that. You know, say, let the word of God be like that. It's always there. You know, you always... You know, it's always right there with you and so forth like that. Right between your eyes. You know, don't ever lose sight of the word of God. Now, Not only that, but the next verse says, and you shall teach them to your children. Amen, folks? Amen. Speaking of them when you sit in the house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Teach it to your children as well. You know. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates. You know, that's the word of God. That's what God expects. God expects it to be in your heart, to be in your soul, to write it everywhere you go, you know, on your office, put it on the wall, you know, and so forth. I don't know, you know, people say you can't put this thing. Why not? Put the thing on your wall. Put it in your house. Put it everywhere. Praise the name of the Lord. That's right, you know. And then he says, also, teach these things to your children. You know, don't assume that they know these things. And don't assume that somebody else is going to teach it to them. You know, you teach it to them. Praise the Lord. You teach it to your children. Charity begins at home. You teach it to them. You make sure they know the word of the Lord and so forth. And they can stand in the word of the Lord. Now, there are many blessings that come from the word of the Lord. But, you know, I'm going to just read some of these things and put down the scriptures and so forth. And then at the end, I'm going to say something. Now, but I want to go back to Exodus chapter 15. I'm going to take this slowly today, kind of like a teaching and so on. You know, Exodus chapter 15. And here is what the Lord said concerning the word of the Lord. Now, remember, as I said, the children of Israel, they did not always obey the word of the Lord. I mean, they always had, a mind to do exactly opposite to what the Lord said. And the Lord admonished them so many times. Now, listen to verse 26 of Exodus 15. And there are about four or five things here that I want us to notice. Here's what the Lord said. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. That's number one. And if thou wilt do that which is right in his sight. That's number two. And if you will give ear to his commandments. That's number three. And if you will keep his statutes. That's number four. Now, most people jump right to the bottom of this verse, that I am the Lord that healeth thee, and that's wonderful. But see, you got to do all these other things. First, that the Lord said, you got to hearken to the voice of the Lord. You've got to do that which is right in his sight. That's what righteousness is doing that which is right in the eyes of the Lord. Not that which the society says, not that which you see on television, not that which your friend thinks or somebody else says or somebody else talks about, but what is right in the eyes of the Lord. How do you know what is right in the eyes of the Lord? Right here in his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right here in his word. Now, if you do all of these things and keep his commandments and his statutes, then I, the Lord said, will put none of these diseases upon you, which come upon the Egyptians and so forth like that. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Isn't that sweet? I am the Lord that healeth thee, but it's based upon you keeping his voice, you following his commandments. Jesus said it himself. You know, if you love me, keep my commandments. And he that keepeth my commandments, he is it that loveth me. And I will do what? I will come unto him, John 14 and 27, and I will make my abode with him and so forth like that. So keeping the word of God is very, very vital. But how can you keep it if you don't know it? The only way you can keep it is first you must know it. Now, we know that the devil, he knows the scripture and likes to twist them up. But, you know, I want to challenge us today. Don't you ever let the devil know the scripture more than you do. Amen. Amen, folks? Amen. That's right. Some people say the devil. Why should the devil know the scripture more than you? I mean, we are of the stock of the word of God. Amen. Amen, amen, folks. Amen. That word is inside of me. I mean, it's oozing out. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, out of his belly shall flow forth. I mean, it's oozing out. You know, if you don't know the word of God, the devil will twist it up. I mean, he'll quote part of it and leave out part of it and so forth and make it look like something else. You know, he did that even to the Lord Jesus. You know, so, but what was the greatest sin and how did they all come into the world? Well, they disobeyed the voice of the Lord. But more than that, what it is really is, you know, Eve took the word of the serpent over the word of the Lord. That's exactly what it is. The Lord said one thing, and the serpent came along and said, hey, mama, You will be wise when you eat of the fruit. You'll be looking good and you'll be having wisdom and so forth like that. And Eve said, well, the Lord said we shouldn't touch that tree and do all these things. He said, don't worry about it. God knew that you will be wise, and he doesn't want you. He wants to be the only one. He wants to be the only one that is God and so forth like that. You know, don't worry about it. You know, you will be like the gods. So it's the same spirit. I will be like the Most High. I will set up my shop over here. I will do this and so forth. I will ascend to the hills, you know, like the Most High. You know, and he told Eve the same thing. You know, you'll be like God. You'll be like this and so forth. Don't worry about what God said. And the Lord said, well, I'm going to send you down to hell. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's where the devil is going, you know. And had it not been for the seed of the woman. Hallelujah. Had it not been for Christ. That's where all of us would have ended up as well, you know. But because why? Eve took the word of that devil, see, over the word of the Lord. You know, and that's one place that you don't want to be. Amen. Amen, amen, folks. Amen. And there was a covering that they had, you know, and so forth. But, you know, by taking the word, see, the devil, he broke our covering, see. And the next thing you know, they don't have no glory around them anymore. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The original glory that they were supposed to have by not taking the word, by not taking heed unto the word, but by taking something else, see, over the word of God, they lost that glory. And I tell you something, folks. If the glory was lost by rejecting the word of the Lord, because that's what Eve did, basically, then the restoration of the glory must come by 100% aligning with the word of God. Amen? Amen, amen, folks? Amen. If we lost the glory through disobedience, then the only way we're going to get glory is obedience. And we talked about that before. Your obedience, I mean, your level with God, your level with God at any point in time is only as your present obedience. Not what you did yesterday, not what you did 2 weeks ago, but as your present obedience. If today, right now, when you hear his voice, will you harden his heart? I mean, your heart to the voice of the Lord. You know, so that's what we talked about in the earlier chapters of Egypt. I mean, of Hebrews. So, you know, she took the word of a devil over the word of the Lord. And that's not a place where we want to be. Let's see. There's a whole chapter. And I am going to challenge everybody here today. You have a whole week to read Psalms 119, the whole psalm. It's the longest book in the Bible, and it is devoted entirely to the word of God, all of it. But I will read some of it to us here this morning. Every verse, 176 verses of this Psalms 119, every which way you look at it, has to do with the word of God in one way or another. So I challenge you, read all of it this week. Can I get amen on that?
Amen.
All right. Now, let's see what the Lord has to say from Psalms 119. I can't read the whole chapter, but I'll just pick out a few verses here, but you read the rest of it. Now, let me jump to verse 9. How shall a young man, you know, all you young folks here this morning and so forth, and everybody for that matter, but you start while you're young. You know, you don't wait until you're old. You love the Lord, you know. You remember thy Creator in the days of your youth. You put your tender heart, you give it to the Lord while you're still young. Amen.
Amen.
Wherewith shall a young man or woman or anybody cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Amen. Amen,
amen,
folks. That is how you cleanse your ways, is by taking heed according to the word of the Lord. But notice, you cannot take heed according to something you don't know. So you must know the word of God. Verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. When I was a young man, I heard this saying that said, well, you know, when I came to the Lord, they used to tell us, they said, well, you know, if any man be in Christ, you know, it's a new creature and so forth. And they pounded that thing into our heads, you know, until you understood what it meant. And they also told us, they said, look, you know, this Bible, you know, will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this Bible. I said, wow. You know, and, you know, they used to tell us that. You know, I said, wow, the same. You know, so right here, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. See, that's the only way that you are going to avoid sin, is to hide the word of the Lord, is to know the word of the Lord, is to cherish it, is to follow it, is to hearken unto it, and cleave with all your heart to the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That's the only way that sin is not going to have dominion over you. You know, and if you're not walking in the word, the next thing you know, you're going to be out here doing this and doing that. You know, so, you know, we don't want any of that. Now, let me read some of these verses. Now, verse 18 says, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Now, of course, when they said thy law and so forth in those days, they also meant, they meant the word of God. So, when you're reading it and it says the law, or thy testimonies, or thy statutes and so forth, it's all about the word. Now, verse 33. I'm just going to pick out a few verses here. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, I shall keep thy law. Yea, you know, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Can you say that? Can you say that I will observe the law of the Lord with my whole heart? Or, you know, partially with my heart and so forth? No, he wants the whole heart. Jesus said it himself. They asked him, what is the great commandment? And he said, well, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Hello, folks. If you think and know that that is true, you can say amen to that.
Amen.
The Lord our God is one Lord. Can't have three lords, four lords, five lords, and so on. It's one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, all your soul, and so forth like that. You know, so he said, with my whole heart will I love the Lord. Now, let's notice something. Remember, we read, you know, how, you know, teach me your word, let me hide in my heart so I won't sin against you. But let's see the flip side of that. The flip side of if somebody doesn't keep the word of God, what happens? You know, listen to this. In verse 67, I'm going to fast forward here. I skip a lot of these verses. I'll just fast forward to some of them. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. Okay, now, let's read that a different way. You might read it this way. He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But let's read it this way. I was afflicted because I went astray from thy word. Are you still with me, folks? You know, just like the Bible says that, you know, pride goes before destruction and all of these things, you know, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Well, you know, going astray from his word also goes before being afflicted. You know, that's what he's saying here. When I went astray, I was afflicted. But now I have returned to keep your word. Hallelujah. And the mercy of the Lord endureth forever. God's not going to hold it over your head forever that you went astray, except you don't come back. But if you come on back, he said, come on down now to me. He said, come and let us reason together. Though your sins be like scarlet and so forth, red like crimson, they shall be white as snow. They shall be like wool. I'm going to wash them away. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And God is always looking like that father in Luke 15. He was waiting for that prodigal son to come back. Every day he was looking for him. Where is it? He will ask the older son, say, well, I don't know. What are you asking me for? You go find out on your own, you know, and so forth. So finally, one day, you know, the man's always waiting, always looking for the man, for the young man, and so forth. And immediately that he saw him afar off, because he was always looking for him to come on back. Oh, he ran to him with open arms. Hallelujah, folks. So it doesn't matter and so forth like that. But let me tell you something, too. You know, he that is being often reproved, in Proverbs 29, hardens his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed. And that without remedy. So you can't say, well, I'm gonna do whatever I like and come to the Lord for forgiveness, and then I'm going to go back and do the same thing. Well, that doesn't work. Anybody that does that, it shows what kind of seed they are to start with. Are you still with me, folks? The seed of the Lord. The Bible says, if the seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin. He doesn't dwell in sin because the seed of God remains in him. And if you are going in and out and so forth, no. The Bible says, Jesus said, he's one of his promises, he that overcometh, I will make him a pillar in the house of my God, and he shall go no more out. There's no more this going in, going out, and so forth. You be a pillar, solid, in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, folks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have returned to keep thy word. Now, verse 89, and we sing this all the time. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Amen? Amen. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. But is it settled in your heart? You know, well, we know it's settled in heaven, but is it settled in your heart? Do you know that what God has said he will do, he will do? Do you know it? Are you convinced that which the word of God says so? Does that settle it in your heart? Can I get a response from somebody? Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Oh my. But it is also settled in my heart. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love the word of the Lord. That's in verse 97. How I love the word of the Lord. Like I said, I'm just skipping through this chapter. How I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day long. You know, and so forth. And verse 105, another favorite that most people quote all the time. You know, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, next week, you should remember some of these verses. You know, you might get asked, you know, some of these things. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Let me pause a little bit and talk on that for just a few minutes. You know, what is a light? And what is a lamp? Well, the law is a lamp, you know, and the commandment is a light. Praise the Lord. Thy word is a lamp. You know, where you are standing, if you are in the word, there's always light around you. Amen? And if you are in the word of the Lord, you know, the path ahead you will be full of light. You will not walk in darkness. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Oh my. You heard me. Just about every time I stand in this pulpit, I quote this verse 130. And how many of you know what it is? I say it all the time. Every time that I'm up here. Oh, just about every time. I didn't say it today, but just about every time I say it, the entrance of your word gives light. Hallelujah. One of my favorite verses throughout that song. You know, the entrance of your word gives light. And what? It gives understanding unto the simple. When the word of the Lord, when you open your heart and let the word of the Lord come in, it will bring light to your situation. You will not be in confusion. You will not be in darkness. He that walketh after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. How many of you can say praise the Lord to that? Listen to verse 133. Order my steps, O Lord, in thy word, and let not iniquity have dominion over me. My goodness. You know. Order my steps in your word. You know, now some people trifle with sin. Folks, I tell you something. The hour is coming when he that is holy shall be holy still. And he that is unholy shall... God is going to draw that line, folks. You know, one of these days, you're going to go out. And that's it. You can't come back. God will fix it. He said, let him that is holy be holy still. Let him that is unholy, let him that is unrighteous be unrighteous. But let him that is righteous be righteous still. He'll fix it. You know, so don't be going in and out and so forth in the Lord. You stay with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Stay with the Lord, especially you young folks. You stay with the Lord. Now, there's nothing out there but trouble. So stay with the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me jump right here to verse 160. Thy word has been true from the beginning. Yeah. Amen. And every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. You know, it's the same thing as Psalm 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. Thy word is true. Like I said, this whole Psalm, 176 verses, all of it talking about the word of God in one shape or form or another. Now, verse 162. I don't know how many people can really understand this verse 162, but I love this verse. He said, look, I rejoice at thy word. As one that won the lottery. Praise the Lord. Found great spoil. You know, I mean, I just use, you know, contemporary language to see that. Find great spoil. Maybe, you know, well, you know, I don't think the believers should be playing the lottery and so forth. So don't say, Pastor said, we go and play the lottery. No, I didn't say that. But I just used that language to explain that. You know, but I found great spoil. I found great riches and so forth. He said, look, I rejoice at your word as if I've won $1 million. Praise the Lord. Now, some people may not know how rich that is. You know, they just think, oh, you know, this and that, the word of God. Look, the fashion of this world passes away. But the word of God abided forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you are riding on that word, it will carry you on to eternity. Woo! Praise the Lord. It will carry you on to eternity. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. So ride on that word and it will carry you on. Verse 172. I'm coming towards the end of it. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. Amen. Amen, amen, folks. Amen. Now let's see some other things. You know, you read the whole of the chapter, like I said. But let me bring in some other perspective from other writers in the Bible. Psalms, this same psalm, but in another chapter, the very first Psalms. Let's see what it says. And I'm going to begin to talk about some of the benefits and tremendous riches that come from the word of God. Psalms chapter 1 and verse 1. Blessed is the man that walked not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Now don't follow those ways, folks. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in what?
The law.
In the law of the Lord. That's the word of the Lord. And in his word doth he meditate day and night. Hallelujah. Is that your testimony here this morning? Do you meditate in the word of God? Is the word of God your delight? Now listen to it if you are doing that. Listen to the blessing that comes with that. And he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Amen.
Amen,
amen, folks. If you are meditating in the word and the word is in your mouth all the time, you'll be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf shall not wither. And whatsoever, I love that word, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you're doing some things and they are not prospering, you need to check your life in the light of this verse. You know, because you stay with that word. Don't follow the ways of the world. Don't sit with the scornful people and so forth. Don't listen to the suggestions of people and the counsel of people that don't even know the Lord, but you meditate on his word day and night. You rejoice at his word, and, you know, Bible says, whatsoever you do it, it shall prosper. Amen.
Amen.
Same thing God said to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. That is Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, see, after you meditate on the word of the Lord and so forth, for then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. Oh my, you want prosperity? Well, prosperity is as close as your mouth. If you are constantly talking the word of God, you know, I mean, we don't even need to pray to be prosper. You just need to pray for grace to meditate on his word and to follow his ways, and keep all his commandments, and do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord. For then, that's automatic, then shalt thou make thy way to be prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Well, I love good success. Do you? Oh, I love good success in everything I do, and I believe that everybody loves good success. You know, so, but it comes from meditating in the word of God. It comes from doing that which is right in his eyes and so forth. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Mark this down. This is a direct admonition of the Lord that we must study his word. Because if you don't know the word, I said it before, I alluded to it at the beginning of this teaching, that if you don't know the word of God, how are you going to keep it? Well, 2 Timothy 2:15 says, and I'm going to bring something out here. Study to show thyself approved unto whom? Unto whom? Hello, folks, are you with me? Study to show thyself approved unto God.
Yes.
not approved to anybody, not approved by man. We don't study the word of God to show how much knowledge we have. That means nothing. You study to show yourself approved unto God. For it is not him that is approved by man that is approved, but it is he that is approved by God. How many of you can say praise the Lord? A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God, right down the middle. Don't go to the left, don't go to the right. Stay right with the word of God. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You say the way the word of God says it, you know. Now, we cannot use our lives as a standard for the word of God. Just because, you know, my life may fall short in one area, I cannot preach my shortcomings. I must preach the word of God. Hallelujah. So the word of God is the standard for all of us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And how do you use this word? You must have this word at the tip of your tongue. In the book of Romans chapter 10, verses 8, will tell you that, look, Romans 10, 8 said, look, the preceding verses say, look, do you have to go to heaven to do all of these things and so forth, bring Christ down and all that and so forth? You know, no. Do you have to look for him in the grave to bring him up? No, because he is not there. He's already risen. Amen. But what said the scripture? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. And it is in your heart also. This is the word of faith which we preach. Praise the Lord. And if you know how to use that word, you'll get the victory from the Lord every single time. So let that word be in your mouth. Praise the Lord. Now, Isaiah chapter 55. I cannot speak on the word of God without... And I have to cut down some of these verses, you know, on account of time, but I skip forward to this one. I cannot speak on this scripture, on the word of God, without talking on this scripture. Isaiah chapter 55. Let me read verses 10 and 11. Isaiah 55, verse 10. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, so that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be, hallelujah, that goeth forth out of my mouth. Well, I'm going to come back at the very end of this message in just a few minutes to this verse. But ponder upon it for a minute. So shall my word be. You know, rain comes down, doesn't go back up. Said, so shall my word be. It shall not return unto me void. Hallelujah. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Amen. Now, this is the same thing even when we preach the gospel to the unsaved. How many of you know that? You know, sometimes you witness or preach the gospel to somebody, and they don't want to listen and so forth, and you think, that, don't worry about it. The word of God cannot return void. You preach that word, you lay it right down the line. Hallelujah. And that word will accomplish its purpose. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The same thing when you speak the word over sickness and over disease, over anything, and so forth like that. Anything at all. Jesus gave, you know, he gave it away. He said, look, if you can say it and don't doubt it, but you believe that what you say will come to pass, then you shall have whatsoever you say. Hallelujah. Amen. Because, you know, Jesus one time, he said, well, he came to the tree and he said, well, there was no fruit there. I said, well, that's it. You're done. Nobody eat of you anymore. Apparently, nothing happened because the tree looked just the same. So they went away and came back the next day and they said, oh, Lord, wow, that tree is withered. You know, and Jesus said, well, have the faith of God. And if you can, just believe it, you know, and so forth, and don't doubt it. And he told them, you can read all about it, Mark 11 and so forth. You know, and he said, look, if you, from verses 22 and so forth, 24, just say it. Don't doubt it. But believe that those things you said will come to pass. That's absolutely how the word of God works. Amen. In the beginning, God said, let there be light, and there was light. That's it. He said it, it's done with. For he spoke. Amen. And it stands fast. He commanded, and it is done. When he says it, that's it. End of story. And if you bring yourself to believe the word of God and to activate your faith, I mean, you can do the same. Now, talking about light, I'm going to come back to this, the word of God, in a minute. But talking about light, you know, how does the word of God work with us in our lives? Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 8. And I want to read from verse 20. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20. To the law and to the testimony. Well, that's the word of God. Always go back to the word of God. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Well, because if they had the light, they would speak according to the word. You know, so if anything is not according to the word of God, that thing is darkness. You want to stay right away from that, because in him is light. And in him is no darkness at all. For God is light. 1 John 1:5. I love that scripture. God is light. I know my friend here, Pastor John, he loves that scripture. We share it all the time. You know, God is light. Every time I text him, I'll text him that scripture again. He'll text me something about it, and we get excited. You know, God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. Praise the Lord. So, you know, anything that is not according to the word of God is really darkness, according to this scripture. So you don't have any part with that. You stay right with the word of God. Amen. Amen, amen, folks. Amen. Stay right with the word of God, you know, so that every single time, you know, your ways shall be light. Bible says light is sown for the righteous. Why? Because the righteous is walking in the light. Walking in the light as he is in the light. Praise the Lord. Let me go back to Isaiah 55 and we will wrap this up. Now, if we know that the word of God cannot return void, well, if you speak the word, then you should believe that it will not return void. Amen? Amen? Now, so what we must do is we must align our minds with the word of God. Speak what God says, not what you think. Just say what the word of God says. Praise the Lord. The Lord says, I am going to be above and not beneath. Amen? I'll be the head and not the tail. You say it just the way God's word says it. By my God, I have run through a troop. By my God, I leap over walls and so forth. My God, you know, shall do great things for me. He shall perfect that which concerneth me. You speak the word of God. You know, just say the word of God like he says and believe it with all your heart. And if you can say it and believe it, say it to this mountain, whatever it is. You know, folks, that's a literal mountain too. You know, you say, well, we've never seen anybody do it. Well, you wait a little bit. If you get your faith just right. Amen? Amen, folks? Amen. Let me tell you that there is no scripture that is written in this place that will go unfulfilled. Every word that is in this Bible. And before we leave for the rapture, there will be some that will say to a literal mountain, and it will be moved. Because it's right here in the scriptures. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, yeah, well, I believe that, you know, I believe it with all my heart. And in fact, you know, well, let me not go into that. But I'll tell you something, too, that, you know, any kind of mountain, literal or otherwise, you know, how, let alone the little things that we face, you know, and I believe that Jesus was standing on a mountain when he said that. That's why he said, say to this mountain, you know, and so forth. But if everything that we go through, every little thing, no matter what you face, you confront that thing with the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the waves and the sea and so forth will part for you by the word of God. Speak the word only. All the time. Praise ye the Lord. One time Jesus, he was saying something. He said, look, are there not 12 hours in the day? You know, and so forth like that. You know, and if any man walks during the day, he sees the light. And he will not stumble, and so forth. But if he walks at night, you know, he will stumble. Well, not because he doesn't, you know, see the light, but because the light is not in him. You know, so that's a deep message. How does the light be in you? Well, it's through the word of God. The entrance of your word brings light. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. The entrance of your word brings light. You know, if you walk, even when it is dark, you will not stumble. Not because you have a flashlight, no, but because the light is in you. And that light is emanating Beautiful light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful light. Amen. Not shining around you, but shining out of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Shining out of you. Because you have the light of life. Amen. You know, anybody that walks after me, Jesus said, you know, shall have the light of life. Jesus said it himself. He said, look, if I say that I don't know him, I'll be a liar like you. You know, he said, I am from above and ye are from beneath. He told it like it was. So when you tell it like it is, it's not pride. You're just saying what the word of God says about you. Hallelujah. And I believe that the light of God is in me. If you believe that that light is in you, shout hallelujah. We are children of the light. You know, there's no apology to be made about that. We are children not of the night, but we are children of the light. And because the light is in us, we do not. Do you know that gross darkness shall cover the people of this world as it is even now? It's happening already. You know, there's a lot of things going on in this world. But because, you know, they are in darkness, that's why they don't see anything. But those of us who are in the light, we walk in the light even as he is in the light. And because you have that light in you, you will never be in darkness. And you will not stumble around. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now lift up your hands and I'm going to pray. Now I want every one of us to pray and say, Lord, just like the psalmist said, he said, teach me, Lord, thy ways so that I may, you know, incline my heart to thy word. The psalmist, he prayed, he said, Lord, teach me thy statutes. Let me learn thy ways so that, you know, thy word may keep me from sin. And he prayed. He wanted to be so close to the Lord, you know. And because he loved the Lord so much and he wanted that word so much, God came to him in a word. And he was a prophet. David being a prophet, he prophesied concerning the Lord of many things. You know, but how did he become like that? Because he always wanted that word. And the next thing you know, he'll be singing the word. He'll be, you know, whatever. The word of God was always in his mouth. Now, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you with all wisdom. Praise the Lord. Father, Lord, help us today in that word, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, I want you to arm yourselves with the word of God this morning. Now, I didn't have time today to go into all the various promises that you could use for the word of God, but I leave that up to you. You find a promise for any situation that you are believing God for. And if you can lay hold on that promise, then never mind about anything else. You speak the promise of God. Hallelujah. If you cannot find a promise, don't even pray. You're wasting your time. Take time first to find a promise for what you are believing God for. Now, if you can find that promise, you are more than halfway there. Praise the Lord. But I tell you, there is a blanket promise that he gave. If you shall ask anything in my name, well, but it's according to the will of God. If you can ask anything in my name that is according to the will of God, I will do it. Praise the Lord. You know, and if you can believe it and you can say it, then you can have it. Now, before we break bread today, there is something that you need to believe God for. Everybody that is in here must believe God for something. Every day you got to have a testimony. Amen. Amen, amen, folks. If you need to believe something with God, I mean, from God today for something, you know, then you are in the right place. Because I will, by the grace of God, agree with you. And all you need is one more person to agree with you. You really don't need a bunch of people. You know, actually, when you have too much bunch, you know, they may not believe anything. And it's a mixed thing in there. You know, so, but if you can get somebody that will believe the Lord with you, that's really all you need. Amen. Amen, amen, folks. Amen. If any two of you shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask. So that's you this morning, and that's me, and that could be you and your spouse, that could be you and your child, that could be you and your parent agreeing with you, that can be you and your friend and your neighbor agreeing with you. It can be, if you can just agree according to the word of the Lord, I mean, don't be asking things that's contrary to the scriptures, you know, but if you're asking according to the word of the Lord, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. If you're asking for things that God has already promised, and if you're asking for things that are already according to his kingdom, you know, the thing that brings forth his kingdom, then your prayer is quick in coming. Amen. The answer to your prayer. So lift up your hand this morning if you need something. I'm going to agree. You don't need to come out this morning. I'm going to agree wherever you are. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, look at the hands that are lifted. Now, the people of God, they have lifted. No, folks, there is something about lifting up your hands. You know, you say, oh, Pentecostals, they do all of these things and so forth. Never mind about that. But there is something. Let men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubt. It's in the scripture, the scriptural. You know, so when you lift up your hands, folks, it's like you're asking the Lord to carry you. Amen. How many of you have little children, and you ever had little children, or you see the little children? When they want to be carried, they lift up their hands. They come to the mom, they lift up their hands like this. They come to the dad, they lift up their hands because they want to be carried. Lifting up your hands to the Lord is asking the Lord to carry you. Oh, carry me, Lord. Carry me, Lord. Carry me, Lord. Woo! Carry me, Lord, this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And I believe with everybody that is here this morning, anybody, any request that's in your heart, we put it under the blood of Jesus today. Cast your care unto me, for I care for you, saith the Lord. Bring your burdens upon me, and so on. Lord Jesus, we believe together this morning, let your name be glorified. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to zero in on the thing. Don't pray some vague prayer. Don't pray prayer like, Lord, bless me. God has already blessed you. Now, you take specific thing that you want the Lord to do and zero in, because you have a chance to give a testimony, you know, see how you apply the word of God this week when we come into the review next week. So you have a testimony. So zero in on the specific thing that you want the Lord to do for you this week. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen, folks. Amen. And the Lord is way beyond anything that we can ask or think. He can do much, much more. But it's according to the power that worketh in you. That power works in you only by the amount of the level of the word of God and obedience that you have to his word. That's how that power works in you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. And amen.